Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun, Libertarian candidate Lucy Brenton, and incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly debated for the first time last night. The debate, hosted by the nonpartisan Indiana Debate Commission, took place yesterday evening at the Purdue campus in Westville, Indiana. We bring you selected excerpts from last night's debate in today's feature report. We'll first hear Donnelly and Braun discuss Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation vote. Donnelly and Braun then discuss climate change, Roe v. Wade, and the Second Amendment. WFHB correspondent Gabe Donnelly takes us through the debate discussions. We begin with incumbent Democrat Senator Donnelly about his decision to vote against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation.
I voted against Judge Kavanaugh because of concerns about his impartiality and concerns about his judicial temperament. But I voted for Justice Neil Gorsuch, President Trump's pick, because on the test I have, which is about judicial temperament and impartiality and qualifications, Judge Gorsuch covered all of those. I've been for 77% of President Trump's judicial nominations. 62% of the time I've voted with President Trump. And so my job is not only to determine the nominee, but to protect the court. And Justice Gorsuch met every test. Judge Kavanaugh had concerns about impartiality and about judicial temperament. Mike was for Judge Kavanaugh on the first day. If President Trump put up Bugs Bunny, Mike would have said he should go on the court. Our job is to protect the court and to put people on who are qualified.
Mr. Braun.
So this will be a clear separator between me and the senator here. When you had a judge with his qualifications, there was no doubt that he is not going to legislate from the bench. He's not going to do the things that courts have done for a long time. Very well qualified. But I think what you should have gotten from the recent spectacle there is that the Democrats, including Joe Donnelly, will do or say anything when it comes to their political interests. It is a blood sport. And as long as it's like that, you're going to have decisions made based not on what Hoosiers want, based upon what Chuck Schumer wants. You're going to need somebody that leads and thinks independently. Joe's been there for 12 years in Congress and the Senate, considered the least effective Democratic senator because he never sticks his neck out. He blows with the wind. And in this case, he made the wrong decision on Judge Kavanaugh.
The person who's saying anything is you, Mike. You say you're to protect pre-existing conditions, and at the same time, you support a lawsuit to take it away. You say you're for lower taxes, and you voted for the highest taxes in Indiana history. You say you're for the troops, but you're against a pay increase for the young men and women from Terre Haute and Richmond and Muncie. I was for Justice Gorsuch. I've been for almost 80% of the judges, but we're not there as a copy machine. We're there to be a help to President Trump to make the best decisions.
Mr. Braun, do you wish a rebuttal? 30 seconds.
I want to make this clear. When you have a senator like this that keeps repeating falsehoods, it's a sign of a campaign that's circling the drain. I want to make it clear. I would never be for not covering pre-existing conditions. I've done it in my own business. The senator gave us Obamacare, which has no choices, is in falling apart. That's what you get from a career politician. When you have a leader, somebody that does things in the real world, you can hold premiums flat for 10 years. And my insurance is good and much better than the failed Obamacare plan.
Next, the candidates discuss their views on climate change.
Climate change, a steward of the environment. I'm again going to bring talents to this discussion because I've been a steward of the environment for a long time. Started the ecology club back in high school. That's unusual to hear out of conservatives. Been a steward of managing land in a way that I understand the real issues. Always going to be, all of us want clean air and clean water. But you got to have common sense. You can't do what the Democrats did and started picking winners and losers by trying to prop up industries that may be part of the long-term solution, but that's the way government works. And when you try to pull the rug out from underneath other industries, and again, that's the way big government and bureaucrats work. When you learn it in the real world, you know the way to do it. And we now have got energy independence, and that has got to be always taken into consideration while you're keeping the environment in healthy condition. I've lived it, and that's why I know what to do.
Mr. Donnelly?
You can't trust Mike to fight for Lake Michigan. You can't trust Mike to fight for our rivers. I wish you were still in the ecology club, Mike, because we need it now more than ever. Look, I am all in for American energy, for ethanol, for our farmers. They're having huge struggles with tariffs right now, and their prices have gone down. We need to make that ethanol market even more available and be used more for wind, for solar, for clean coal. If it's made in America, we want to use it, and we want to make it so that we have a cleaner environment. We have a sacred obligation to our children, to everybody who's watching out there, to turn over to you a planet and a country and a state and a lake and a river on the Ohio River that's cleaner today than when we first found it. And that's our job, and that's what we're supposed to do.
An Indiana resident asked the candidates if they agreed with the Supreme Court's decision in the landmark case Roe versus Wade.
I don't have a litmus test on that, but I will tell you this. I'm a pro-life senator. I have every single time made sure that federal funds were never used for abortion-related services. And I believe in a stance that protects all life. But I also believe it's important that for our moms, for our sisters, for our wives, for our daughters, that we have exceptions. I believe exceptions in the case of rape and in the case of incest and in the case of a mom who may lose her life because of the pregnancy. I was on a stage 6 years ago where they said Richard Murdoch was extreme. But Mike is actually more extreme because he thinks he should be in the middle of a decision for your wife or your daughter when their life is at stake. And I just don't think we have any place in that discussion.
Mr. Braun?
You know, I am 100% pro-life. And when it comes down to just trying to nurture life in general and take us from where we are currently, all I can tell you is I got the endorsement from the Indiana Right to Life, the National Right to Life, the Susan B. Anthony Group. And this gentleman here has got an F rating. So when he says he's pro-life, I don't think you can have it both ways. I would never demonize anybody that disagrees with me. And, you know, I'm open-minded in the sense that anybody can have their opinion, but you can't have it both ways, Senator. And I'm the one being endorsed by the organizations where they know where your heart is.
Senator Donnelly, a quick rebuttal if you...
It's not having it both ways to make sure that your daughter or your wife, when they're given the most tragic news, and I see doctors in the audience, the most tragic possible news that they could lose their life in this pregnancy. That's not our place to tell that woman or that family what to do. Mike, that's not our business, and we shouldn't be in the middle of it. And it's the family's decision with their pastor.
Finally, we have a question concerning the Second Amendment. More specifically, laws to prevent guns from falling into the hands of children.
Well, I believe in the Second Amendment, but I also believe with rights come responsibilities. And the storage law is something that we need to look at. What we also need to do is stop the gun show loophole as well. That somebody who leaves the prison right here down the street in Westville, they can go out as a felon and get a gun. Go to a show, pay $500, get this gun or that gun or an AR-15. You can come from the big house in Michigan City and get a gun. I was at Noblesville West that afternoon. I was with the families and the police. And we have to make sure that on this kind of issue, things like no fly, no buy, if you're on the terrorist watch list, you can still get a gun. Mike, we have to make it that there are some standards, that we have to be responsible, that not just rights, but responsibilities as well. And the things you're talking about, we have a red flag law in Indiana. I'm sorry, it's just such a complicated issue.
It is. It's hard to put in 60 seconds.
And it is not a one-minute
issue. I know.
And we have a red flag law in Indiana that's exceptional. Okay.
Okay. Mr. Braun, your chance to answer this question.
any violence or tragedy with a gun, you know, tears at your heartstrings. I mean, we all agree with that. I think when it comes down to how do you actually solve the problems, you know, I would look at school security being as something that Indiana, I was part of the state legislature, we've done a good job there. The other thing you've got to look at would be whenever mental health, you know, comes into play. I think we get a lot of cues and we don't do anything with it. When it comes to things like storage and so forth, I think the places where we've tried to use gun laws generally impact the folks that are law-abiding. I'm going to be for anything that proves effective to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. I'm going to always be there to defend the Second Amendment rights, because so often politicians and liberals end up going there, not the source of the problem. I was the individual here that's getting the NRA endorsement and proud of it, because I think they want to make sure your Second Amendment rights are never infringed.
That was Republican Senate candidate Mike Braun and incumbent Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly speaking last night. WFHB correspondent Gabe Donnelly took us through the senatorial candidate's discussion. The next debate, also hosted by the Indiana Debate Commission, takes place on October 30th in Indianapolis.